when Satan came against him, then the Word of God is what you and I should use whenever the devil comes against us. I don't know if you figured it out yet or not, but you have an enemy, and I have an enemy. And he's out to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy your family. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy everything that is good. He's come for that purpose. And we fight him, we stand against him with the Word of God that we have hid in our hearts. Because we know the Bible. Because we know the Bible. We know what it says. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Luke 4:4. If we're going to be strong in the Lord, if we're going to take a stand against the devil, the Bible tells us what to do. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, in verse 10, Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What are the wiles of the devil? Well, it's his trickery, his cunning devices. My Bible gives an illustration of that. That you see, when the devil shows up, he does not show up in a skin tight red suit with horns with a pitchfork and a long tail with spike on the end of it. Have you realized that? I mean, I know that's what cartoonists use to describe the devil, and that's what TV may use to describe the devil, but I want you to know that whenever the devil shows up, he is beautiful. Matter of fact, he is alluring. He is. He always punches below the belt. He knows. He's not all knowledge. He's not like God. I don't think that he can be at all places at all times. But I think he has a lot of imps. Brother Lyle used to talk about. He has a lot of imps that are all over the place, and they're doing their job. Man, come in drunk every night. Causing trouble, his wife decided that she'd fix him. She bought a devil's suit. Just looked like a cartoon character of the devil, mask and all. She hid behind the door, and when he came staggering through the door, she jumped out at him and squalled real loud and said, I'm the devil! And he's staggered around and stuck his hand out, and he said, well, I'm glad to meet you. I've been married to your sister for 40 years. He really doesn't look like that. He really doesn't look like that. He's very attractive. And he will do everything that he can to draw on that sin that does so easily beset you and pull you off track of where God would have you to be. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the word, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Psalms 14, verse 1.